Thank you for joining us today with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing teaching. We will be giving you full information at the end of the program, how to get this in its entirety, and all these teachings are free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us, we'll tell you how to get these things. So now then, let's go right on into the teaching.
And then he's not going to do miracles for you. And so that's why I give up the world. I don't go to a football game or basketball game or nothing. I never go to a movie unless it's something about the Lord. But when you learn these principles, that if you'll walk in obedience to his word and do what he says, what kind of a limitation did the king give you when he said, if my words remain in you and you remain in me, you can ask me for what you will, and I will do it for you. So see, when I prayed for your healing, I guarantee you're going to get it, because God told me I could ask for anything. So that's just the same thing I told Sharon that day, nearly 2 years ago. I guaranteed her on the word of God that Jesus would heal her. And of course, he started that healing by healing her back for her instantly. And then over the next few months, her problem she had with her head, with the brain tumors, and then her shoulder used to go out and her hip go. I don't know what all was wrong. She was a mess. For a young, beautiful woman, she was a mess. You know, but Jesus, in his mercy, when she finally found a man of faith to pray for her, God changed her whole life. And now then she's not a mess no more, see. It's wonderful when you learn how to pray. Now you do things and you make Jesus first then, don't you, Sharon? Yes, absolutely. Changes everything about you. Everything. But you can ask for anything. And of course, when I think about that scripture, when I think about Caitlin, every two or three or four times a week, she comes out there and gets grandmother, and now she started getting me too, and wants us to run to the mailbox with her and back. And it's a half a mile down there and a half a mile back. And so we got a nice letter from a school the other day, and the school said she's the fastest girl in the class. Now, for a little girl that could never walk or live, see, when I come to the Lord, I didn't ask the Lord, Lord, I ask you just to let her live. I don't want a vegetable, you know. I want a little girl with that kind of promise that I can ask the king for anything. And if Luke 1:37 says, with God nothing is impossible, then why ask for nothing? Ask for big things, see. So I didn't just ask, Lord, heal her. I said, Lord, make her supernatural in everything, everything. I'm tired of Christians being natural or normal. We should never be that way, should we? No. We should be supernatural in everything we do. And so I asked the Lord. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, you made me the promise, so I ask you to heal Caitlin. I ask you to make her supernatural. I don't want her just to be worse. They say she's never going to walk or move or breathe. She's going to die. But I want her to be able to run and play. I want her to be supernatural. And Lord, I don't want a scar on her little face. Her little face tore all to pieces. All the bones are broken all around her eyes, where her eyes had face hit that seat at 140 mile an hour closure speed. And I said, I don't want a single one of them little bones out of place. I want every one of them to go back in there perfect. And I want this face all healed up. And I don't want a single scar or mark on that little face. And of course, today, you've seen her, haven't you? It's lots of people have seen her. But today she's 7 years old in the second grade. I mean, she's got a beautiful complexion. There's not a mark on her little face. I mean, she's so beautiful. And she can run faster than anybody in the second grade. And the teacher said she's extremely brilliant. She's learning very fast. And also she's one of the best-mannered children in the class. You know, the teacher just had a whole long page letter of all the good things. And I thought, thank you, Lord. See, I ask in faith, believing and thanking him, and in the presence of everybody that said it's impossible for her to live. I said, it's obvious you don't know my Jesus. See, now my Jesus made me promises. And when we learn that we're children, that we can stand on them promises, it changes the way you do business, doesn't it, brother? It sure does. Because, see, listen to where we're going to start today. Think about this. In Matthew 16:19. This is the start. And I want you to see this magnificent promise. I used to read this and it didn't mean nothing to me. I didn't understand it. But in Matthew 16:19, And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever you shall bind or make happen or knit together on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose or destroy on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Wow. Meditate on that a minute. And I shall give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The keys. You know, I didn't understand for a lot of years when Jesus said, when he died on that cross, just before he died, he said, "It is finished." I thought, what is finished? What does that mean? But now I know. Everything was complete. Now let's go back and think about this for a second. When God originally made the earth, he put a righteous, holy man on it, and he gave him how much dominion and authority and power over what on the earth? All. Man was to rule the earth. He had dominion over everything on the earth, and he was to rule it with words. See, God, when God made the earth, God made the earth and the cosmos, and he has no limitations, and he speaks and worlds come into existence. He speaks and galaxies comes into existence. He speaks and stars comes into existence. But he made us in his image and his likeness, and he put us on this earth, and he limited our power to the earth. We're supposed to be able to do the same thing on earth that he does throughout the cosmos. But he says, "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." That's a pretty awesome statement when you really begin to stop and meditate on that. Well, when he said it is finished, he went back to heaven after his death, burial, and resurrection. He went back to heaven, and when he got up there, he said, "Father, I now have regained all dominion and all power and all authority because I destroyed the works of the devil. I defeated him. And all power now in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now, I have just given that power to all those that will believe in me. I've given it to them. So, I'm going to go in, and all of the promises that I've made them while I was on earth, all of them, I've told them that all those promises to my obedient children are yes every time. I never say no to my promises. So I'm going to go into the safe deposit box here in heaven that's full of all these mighty promises, and I'm going to go ahead and put my key in, and I'm going to turn it, and I'm going to unlock my side. Now then, when one of my children on earth finds their key to salvation, and they put the key in and turn it, the answer is always yes to save them. I will never turn away a human being. It's yes to all of them. Or when they study the word and learn that healing is theirs, and I've already done it, when they put the key in and turn it, they get their healing. When they learn that all dominion and power over the devil has been given to them again, when they learn that key, when they find that key and they put it in and turn it, my side's already unlocked. They don't have to ask me for none of these things. They don't even have to pray or do nothing to ask me for this power. I've already given it to them. All they've got to do is study the word and learn it. It's kind of awesome, isn't it? "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom." Wow. What would you do if the president just said, "Here, here's the keys to the White House. Just go have a ball." You know, boy, but if he was to say, "I'm going to give you the keys of what do they call that big mint, or what do they call it out here, right here in this north of Fort Worth that makes all the money?" Anybody ever been in that thing out here? No. I'm talking about a real place out here just north of Fort Worth, just like the one in Washington, D.C., where they make money. Yeah, where they actually make, and they got pallets of $50s, $100 bills, $1,000 bills. Have anybody ever been in one of those places? Yeah, some of you have. Well, I've been in one too. I went into the one up there, and I tell you, you talk about, they've got a glass walkway through there. And in that glass walkway, there's not a single crack or nothing where you can slip a bill through. It's totally sealed. And but you get to walk through and watch them down there making. These machines running and printing money. Coming out and stacking it, counting it, and putting it on pallets. The guy runs in with a forklift, picks up a pallet, $100 bills. Is that awesome or is that awesome? He's handling that stuff just like we would, you know, anything. But at the end of the day, they have to check them people when they come in and when they go out. Man, do they get checked and frisked. Can you imagine how many ways people try to figure out a way to steal that money? And no telling how many ways they figure that out. But anyway, they got, you can figure there's people that have beat the system somehow. But they try. But can you imagine what you would think today if somebody says that mint right out here in North Fort Worth, I'm going to give you the keys to that thing today, and we're just going to let you go out there and have a heyday today. Boy, some of you girls could go on a shopping spree after that, couldn't you? You could go out there and put your key and you walk in there, and I can just see you taking your bag, putting them $100 bills, forget them. That was a pallet with thousand. Let me get them $1,000 bills, you know. Forget them $100 bills. Let's get some big stuff here, you know. I mean, yeah, you're just putting it in there. It's amazing what we would do. But here, the King has given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven on earth. The keys have been given to us from the kingdom of heaven. Meditate on that. Think about that. You've got to get this in your spirit. What has been given to you? Now, listen. If the keys have been given to you for the kingdom of heaven, and Jesus bore our sickness and removed our disease on the cross 2,000 years ago, which he did, then does he plan for his church to be sick? No. There should be no sickness and disease in the church. Jesus has already bore it. So whenever the devil comes upon one of us to put sickness or disease upon us, instead of buying these things from the devil, we should resist him with every word we've got in us and say no. I mean, I think about how many times Cheryl and I, since the Lord's brought her in my life, that I've had to pray over her. I mean, I think about, see, she didn't know these principles, although she's learning. But when she came into my life, the first date we had after the Lord told us to get married, the Lord told her and told me that within a 24-hour period, we were to be married.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching today, but we'll start right there tomorrow where we left off. If you'll join us again at the same time tomorrow. These teachings are all free and postpaid. This is all about the keys of the kingdom of God and how they work. And if you'll give us a call and ask for the keys of the kingdom, we'll be happy to send this teaching to you on CD or DVD. They are free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.